A Litany at Atlanta. O silent God, thou whose voice afar in mist and mystery hath left our ears and hungered in these fearful days, hear us, good Lord. Listen to us, thy children. Our faces, dark with doubt, are made a mockery in thy sanctuary. With uplifted hands we front thy heaven, O God, crying, we beseech thee to hear us, good Lord. We are not better than our fellows, Lord. We are but weak and human men. When our devils do deviltry, curse thou the doer and the deed. Curse them as we curse them. Do to them all and more than ever they have done to innocence and weakness, to womanhood and home. Have mercy upon us, miserable sinners. And yet, whose is the deeper guilt? Who made these devils? Who nursed them in crime and fed them on injustice? Who ravished and debauched their mothers and their grandmothers? Who bought and sold their crime and waxed fat and rich on public iniquity? Thou knowest, good God. Is this thy justice, O Father, that guile be easier than innocence, and the innocent be crucified for the guilt of the untouched guilty? Justice, O Judge of men! Wherefore do we pray? Is not the God of the fathers dead? Have not seers seen in heaven's halls thine hearsed and lifeless form stalk amidst the black and rolling smoke of sin, where all along bow bitter forms of endless dead? Awake, thou that sleepest. Thou art not dead, but flown afar up hills of endless light, through blazing corridors of suns, where worlds do swing of good and gentle men, of women strong and free, far from the cozenage, black hypocrisy, and chaste prostitution of this shameful speck of dust. Turn again, O Lord.